Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Time for Health podcast with me, Lewis Pierce, and my lovely co-host, as ever, Matthew Long. How are you, mate?
Hi, Lewis. I'm fine, thank you. How's everyone out there? Well, I hope you're all well. I know you can't answer back, but do drop us a comment. Let us know how you're getting on.
That was a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Just answer it to yourself. Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Quick disclaimer then. It's very hot where I am at the moment, so I do have the sound settings on moderate for background noise cancellation. But if you could hear the aircon in the background, I'm not even sorry, because otherwise I'd be sweating through my chair. But what's the weather like in the UK, Matt, at the moment? Is it?
I'm not even going to tell you, because it's raining.
Is it really?
Well, no, we had a bit of a shower this morning, and we've got some rain forecast for later. It's mild. It's not cold.
Yeah.
It's nothing like the weather in Cyprus right now.
Yeah.
It's supposed to warm up and get sunny at the weekend, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's good then. Yeah.
Yep.
That's all right. I've seen it actually lately, or actually this morning, because I don't really go on my Facebook feed. I've got a plugin that blocks it, so that when I go on Facebook to post stuff, I don't see other people's posts to distract me. But I turned it off this morning because I was checking an ad and I needed my newsfeed open. I saw a lot of people kicking off about masks. And obviously, I'm over here. So just enlighten me, Matt, on what the crack is with that, because I'm curious.
Okay, well, it was just announced, I don't know whether it was yesterday or this morning, because I didn't see it till this morning, that as from the 24th of July this year, 2020, the date today is only the 14th as we're recording, 14th of July. As from the 24th of July, it's going to be mandatory to wear masks in things like supermarkets, shops, those places where you're going to be, you know, in close proximity with people. And a lot of people are kicking off going, you know, it's against their human rights, blah, blah, blah. Don't want to wear a mask. I'm not going to go out if I have to wear a mask.
Don't go out then.
And a lot of people really don't understand the science behind it. Now, as you know, I used to work with a CBRN unit in the military. That's a chemical, biological, radiological and nuclear. And part of my role in that was teaching people how to stay safe in hostile environments, whether it be chemical or biological or whatever, and teaching people how to decontaminate so they're not contaminated and taking it around with them. And a mask is not necessarily for your own protection. It's more for you protecting others, especially with something like COVID-19, where you don't know if you've got it, and you could be asymptomatic, where you don't show any symptoms and you've got it and you're carrying it and spreading it. So to reduce the spread, it makes common sense that you would wear a mask to stop your spray from your, when you're talking, the small particles. As you talk, you exhale moisture. If you sneeze, if you cough, obviously it's going to be going even further. It's all right telling people to, you know, sneeze and cough into their sleeve or into their elbow or whatever, but at the end of the day, a mask is going to prevent it a whole lot more. It's going to just prevent the spread. And it's almost, you know, if everyone was wearing it, the spread would reduce. The science is there behind it. Now, even if it's only effective 20%,
it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing.
20% less people are going to catch it. 20% less spread. You know, and we could talk about this all day. It's for me, from a personal point of view, and from the science background knowledge I have, It's going to slow down the spread. It's going to reduce the spread, not slow down. It's going to reduce the spread. You know, you sneezing, coughing, breathing, talking. You know, how many times, you know, you talked and you accidentally spit out a little bit of saliva. Don't do it on purpose, obviously, but it happens.
Sometimes you do.
Getting a bit of a heated conversation, which might be a good conversation, not necessarily an argument or anything. And you accidentally spit out a little bit of saliva. Or you shout across the room. You know, you're going to spread those moisture particles a lot further. Now, there is science as well that mentions about you need a little bit more than just one drop of the virus to catch it. But, hey, if it's one drop too many, then you're going to catch it.
Yeah, exactly. You may not need it, but the way I see it is wearing a mask – whether it works or it doesn't work, this is everybody's first bloody pandemic. We're just trying to see what works. And if you wear a mask and it doesn't change anything, well, what harm has it done? Oh, you've got a little bit of a sore nose. Get the fuck over yourself. It's one thing that I've learned over this pandemic is there's so many selfish idiots. And it's times like this that I wish that we kind of were back in the primitive times of saber-toothed tigers, because you'd already be bloody dead. And you'd be saving us all from your idiotic behavior and your opinion and your opinion that no one actually gives a shit about.
Darwinism at its finest.
You're lucky that, you know, we're such an advanced race that you're even still alive with your stupid lack of common sense, mate. Just wear the mask. It's got nothing to do with your human rights. What about the disabled person down the street in a wheelchair who, you know, is extremely disabled, can't wear a mask? What about you actually protecting him, you selfish twat?
Yeah.
Get over yourself. Anyway.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's about protecting everyone else. It's not for your protection. I mean, when you look at surgeons and what they're doing, when they're obviously cutting people open and doing surgery, they're wearing a mask to protect the patient on the table. They're not wearing a mask to protect themselves.
And surely, you know, they wouldn't have doctors wearing a mask for no reason.
No,
surely.
You know, causing, you know, especially those you know, those staff who are on the COVID wards, and they're wearing a face screen, a mask, and you know their face is getting sore during the pandemic when it was at its worst. Their faces were getting sore from having to wear the mask continuously.
Mm.
Now we don't have to wear it continuously. We just got to wear it when we go out to the shop.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
what amazes me is out in Cyprus where I am, they literally said, if you go into a shop, you have to wear a mask. No one gave a crap. No one gave a crap. You either didn't go shopping or you just wore a freaking mask. No one cared.
It's a little bit of discomfort.
And it seems to be the British seem to be the ones complaining the flipping most. I don't know. I'm kind of ashamed to be. I'm kind of ashamed, mate.
I've seen a lot of American counterparts complaining about their, you know, right not to wear a mask and all the rest of it as well.
I think it's ridiculous.
I think the more entitled we get, the more that we are allowed our freedom, the more we're allowed to basically do what we want, think what we want, say what we want, the more these people feel, you know, that as soon as they get asked to do something that might be a little bit uncomfortable, then they kick off.
Yeah. I think that it says a lot about someone's life if they think, if they actually have the time to go on Facebook, post about a mask and how it's breaching their human rights and how they're not going to go into a shop, or if they go into a shop and they get told to wear a mask that they're going to leave. If that's what your life is, you know, the most important thing that's going on in your life, I feel bloody sorry for you, mate.
Wow. They're obviously very blessed if that's all they're going to think about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but let's face it, mate, there's more important things to worry about than wearing a mask on your face. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't go in the shop. It's quite simple.
Just like when I get told I've got to wear a seatbelt, I'll wear a seatbelt. If they tell me I've got to wear a mask when I go out, I'll wear a mask when I go out. Simple as.
And what I've seen the most, which I think is absolute madness, is people going, oh yeah, you're succumbing, they're trying to control you, this is the first step to the new order. I'm like, mate, you've been playing too many games on the PlayStation. You need to get a grip.
Yeah, I've been watching too many of those YouTube conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Hold on. I had one. I had a request the other day. I got an advert out to for my online hypnotherapy, and someone actually commented, can you hypnotize Bill Gates?
Someone said that. Can you hypnotize Bill Gates?
Can I hypnotize Bill Gates to stop him trying to take over the world, basically?
Piss off. Really?
I didn't comment. I had to walk away from it. I was just like, who are these crazy people out there? You know, people thinking that when we get the flu vaccine or when we get the COVID-19 vaccine, they're going to be injecting us with microchips at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I saw another thing about people's phones have been updated, and they've automatically got like that tracker for the COVID-19
tracker.
For who you've come in contact with, and they're kicking off saying, oh, you know, I went on the go into your settings. If it says this, it means it's been updated and that you're being tracking. Mate, they can track you anyway. They don't need to update your phone and put a COVID-19 update in there to track you.
If you've got a smartphone, you're being tracked.
You've got an electronic device connected to Wi-Fi or some kind of network pretty much all the time, and you're concerned about an update now that there's been a bloody pandemic. You need to get your head out your ass.
Yeah. And I think these people are complaining about, you know, the track and trace app and all the rest of it, which hasn't actually been introduced yet in the UK. And even if it's working in the background on your phone, who cares? Because if you've got a smartphone, if you're on the internet, if you're on a computer, if you're on a laptop that's connected to the internet, they know where you are if they want to know. Now, you know, people aren't watching you. People aren't listening to you. People don't really care about what you're doing in your life.
Yeah, unless you're a member of ISIS, they probably don't give a shit, mate, what you're doing.
Exactly, and we have to realise that, you know, if people want to trace you, they'll trace you. It's as simple as that. If you're doing something wrong enough that they need to find out where you are and what you're up to, they'll know.
Exactly.
If you're not doing anything wrong, they won't even care. They won't even know who you are. They won't even know your name. You're a nobody. I'm a nobody to them.
What do you think is going to happen? You're on a diet. You've got a coach that's holding you accountable, and you've gone to the shop, bought Ben and Jerry's. You posted it on Facebook. What do you think is going to happen? That the police are going to knock down your door and be like, "Look, Sally, mate, you're on a diet and you're eating fucking Ben and Jerry's. You need to have a word, right? Off to prison." No one really cares, mate. There's bigger things in the world to worry about, and you just got
that. That might stop obesity in the world, though.
Yeah, true. But if someone wants to eat Ben and Jerry's, they'll just fucking eat it, won't they? The thing is, though, mate, it comes back to that 3 C's that we talked about previously. The government, they're going to do what they're going to do. They've always done it. They always have their own agenda. That's just how it is, mate. And you can either bitch and moan and cry about it and give yourself high blood pressure, like I'm giving myself right now. You can give yourself high blood pressure about the government's agenda, or you could just get the hell over it. Focus on what you want to do in your life and what's going to make you happy, and just get the fuck on with it. Just do it with a mask on and shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Get on with life.
Yeah.
Move on.
Well, we were going to talk about something else today, but we just...
It's
quite like this, though.
Well, let's put this in context now. What have we just done? We've just had a rant. We've just had a good conversation with mates. We're having verbal communication. If we look back at how our brains work, you know, meeting up with people, obviously we can't meet up necessarily, go for a coffee and things like that just yet, although that is starting to happen. But we can do it over the internet. We can meet up. We can fulfill our needs as human beings to be able to communicate, interact, and get things off your chest. It's all good. It's good for your hormones. It's good for your mental well-being. So, and it's, you know, things like that. You walk away after this and we'll feel happier.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's feeling happy.
To be fair, mate, I do look forward to these weekly chats with you because I ain't got any mates. But the only people I speak to is my wife, Evelyn, and she just kind of just bosses me around like a little diva. And you, that's it, mate. So I do really value these conversations.
Good, and that's it. And we do. I value my conversations with my other mates as well.
Rub it in.
Yeah, not just you. You're not the only one. Sorry, mate. I've got three mates.
Oh, well then. Congrats.
But really good mates, and that's what counts. And my two sons who live up in North Yorkshire, having Zoom time or video chats with them, love it. It's great. And it's good for you. It's good for your morale. It's good for your mental well-being. And we do need to communicate with other human beings. Although, you know, I much prefer my dogs to a lot of human beings out there. I still have a need to communicate with other human beings who are normally like-minded, respectful, funny,
intelligent,
and yes, exactly,
have common sense, have more than one brain cell.
Yeah, can think for themselves.
I'm feeling feisty today, mate.
Oh, good. So, pursuit of happiness. When we need happiness, when there is something we need to fulfill, when there's a need that we're not fulfilling, then we're not happy. So, because naturally we want to find things that make us happy. Naturally, we're going to pursue happiness, pleasure. And if we're not fulfilling a particular need, then we're not going to be particularly happy or pleasured. And one of the things that can make us unhappy is our physical shape, our health, our, you know, whether we feel like we feel sexy when we're in our nice clothes, or whether we feel frumpish and fat and uncomfortable. So that can really have an effect on your mental health if you're not comfortable in your clothes, if you're comfortable in your body. So we need to do something about it. There's plenty we can do about it, but as we know from past conversations we've had, fad diets don't work. They're not sustainable. They do work, short term, but they're not sustainable. So you have to make a lifestyle change for it to be effective. You have to make a lifestyle change for the sustainability of weight loss. And that's what we need to do. And obviously, as we start noticing, which can take a few weeks, but as we start noticing, I've lost a pound here, lost a pound there, the trousers fit a bit more comfortable, then we feel a lot happier within ourselves. Not everyone's unhappy with their weight, which is fine. We all have our different perceptions on the way we feel, the way we are, and everyone's perception of everyone else is different. But if you are unhappy in your own body, if you're not happy with it, then the only thing that's going to change is if you change, if you do something about it. Now, we have to start with the mental attitude first. If you're not mentally prepared, if you're not mentally into it, if you're not determined, then you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to keep making mistakes. You're going to keep making excuses. You're going to keep falling off the wagon, whatever. So we have to be mentally prepared first. So we've got to be determined. If there's other things in our life that are influencing our mental health, then again, you're probably going to struggle with weight reduction because your focus is not going to be on what you need to focus on, which is obviously your lifestyle change. So if you've got other things in the way, then you need to deal with those first. Get your own house in order, so to speak. And then you can start dealing with your own physical needs, your own weight loss program, weight reduction, whatever you want to call it. But it has to be a lifestyle change. So you have to start with the mental side of it first, get your head in order, and then you can start getting your body in order.
Yeah. I think one of the main areas that people go wrong from the offset is they haven't got a goal. A lot of the time they want to be happier. They know that they want to be happier. They look in the mirror. They hate their body. They're stressed out. They hate their life. They hate their partner. All these different things going on. They're just really unhappy. And they want to see a change. So they think that losing weight is going to fix all of that. And it's not. The biggest thing that you've got to do in the first place, before you do anything, is get clear where you actually want to go. What do you want to achieve? Because it's all well and good saying, I want to be happier, I want to be healthier. What does that look like? It's like with Google Maps.
We've talked about goal setting in past podcasts. So, it's all right saying, for example, I need to lose 3 stone. I don't actually need to lose 3 stone. I only need to lose about 2 stone. But if you say something like, I need to lose 3 stone, and that's an open goal. There's no time limit. If you say, I want to lose 3 stone by 3 months' time, then that's unrealistic. You're not going to lose weight that quick, and you're not going to lose all that weight that quick. If I said, though, I want to lose 3 stone over the next 12 months, then that's a lot more realistic. And if we break that down into how much I need to lose each week, then that's going to be a sustainable and achievable weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what we've got to look at, that kind of thing, rather than just setting a goal and in your head. You've got to look at a goal that's achievable, sustainable, measurable, all those kind of things we talked about with smart targets and all that kind of stuff. You might be that, you're looking at, not this year, but maybe next year, you want to go on holiday abroad, go to Spain, wherever, and enjoy the sunshine in your lovely swimwear. And at the moment, you'd feel if you went on the beach now in your swimwear, you wouldn't feel as comfortable as you'd like to feel. So you can plan over the next 12 months. How are you going to achieve that target? Planning in also, okay, I've got a few birthdays, Christmas, things like that I need to obviously attend to, and I'm likely to put on a few pounds over that period of time. So plan that into, plan some facts into it. Acceptable factors that you can live with. It's all very well. You could also plan to be in a weight loss deficit. So you've increased your weight loss a couple of days before you go out so that you sustain your weight loss over that week. But you can also bank it afterwards, increase it afterwards to make sure you lose whatever weight you might have put on. But if you apply all these factors meticulously into your plan, then you're going to achieve it.
Yeah. And coming back to that pursuit of happiness that is the main topic of the chat, we've covered the 6 human needs that we have. One of them is growth. So you've got to be constantly getting better. And the people that I see on Facebook, coming back to what we talked about at the start, people posting their drama on Facebook, it's because they're bloody bored. It's because they've got nothing else going on in their life. We've also covered this on the social media podcast, which if you want to get here, if you want to hear us spit and fire, mate, get on there. But it's because people are bored. They've got no goal. They're not working towards anything. They're just doing the same thing, the same boring, mundane routine every single day. They're getting fatter. They're getting more miserable, getting more stressed. And they are causing drama on social media because they're bored. So personally, if you ask me what the meaning of life would be, it's to be happy. That, in my opinion, is what the meaning of life is. To be happy and to help other people be happy, to contribute to other people's happiness. And that comes down to constant and never-ending improvement, constant growth, having a goal, striving towards it, hitting the goal, starting another. Even if you don't hit the goal, but you're getting better. That's what makes life interesting.
Yeah, and if you can always pursue to be better tomorrow than you are, or better than you are today, even if it's only by 1%,
yeah,
you've done something to achieve something. You've stepped in the right direction. You've made the right decision. For you and your family, people around you, then life will only ever get better.
Exactly.
Might be 1% at a time, might be 0.5% at a time. But any improvement is better than no improvement.
If you improve 1% a week, that's 50% better a year. Yeah. 2 years from now, your life will be completely different. Even a year from
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? You just got to strive for constant and never-ending improvement, aim to get better, have a goal, work towards it, reflect on that goal and how your week has been, what could you do better next week, and then having that game plan in place that you know what to actually do to get to that goal. That is ultimately what the pursuit of happiness should be. And get the fuck off Facebook. Stop watching the bloody news.
Yeah, getting sucked into a spiral of, hate and...
negativity.
That's the one, negativity. That's it. That's what it's all, you know, you surround yourself with negative people, you'll feel negative.
Yeah. You've got to protect your energy, really.
Yeah.
And if you're wasting your energy, like I could have commented on all those posts that I've seen this morning, and I would have loved to have done it. But who does it serve? You know, I'd have come onto this podcast with Matt, I'd have been in a bad mood, I'd have been even more feisty than I was at the start of it. when all I need to do is just get myself off of social media and just have an open conversation with Matt about what I thought about the whole thing. Get it out of the air, get it out in the open. Whether people agree with my opinion or not is completely irrelevant, just like anyone's opinion. And now I feel a lot better. I've protected my energy by not wasting it on conversations with
negative people.
Yeah, with people where it's not a conversation and there's never going to be a solution. It's not a debate. It's an argument. So just think... Yeah, these guys want to cause a drama. They want to annoy other people to make themselves feel better. Give them the time of day. Get yourself off social media.
We choose to comment or not.
Yeah,
we choose to go down the rabbit hole or not, you know, and we should just choose to walk away quite often and ignore it because it's a waste of energy. And there's a lot of times with people on social media, it's like, well, you can't argue with fools. They've got an opinion and they stick to it. It doesn't matter how much science you throw at them, how much proof, how much reasoning you do, they will not budge.
Yeah.
Why waste your energy?
Exactly. I was running an advert 6 months ago, which was 5 tips to improve your health. I only ever work with women. I've only ever worked with one man. So this literally all I do is work with women. And this woman commented saying, you misogynistic pig, think you're better than women, think that you know more than women to improve their lives. This advert has been shared into multiple feminist groups, blah, 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 all of this, calling you a chauvinistic pig and all these different things. And I just replied saying, thanks for the free advertising. And then she deleted the comment and fucked off. Mate, if anything, I'm a feminist. I work with women every single day that are trying to improve their lives. I have conversations with women every single day, helping them empower themselves, and they empower me. How the fuck am I a misogynist? I could have argued with her all day, but I know who I am, I know what I stand for, and arguing with her serves nothing. And you've got to kind of realize that is also another aspect of the pursuit of happiness, is don't pursue negativity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay the hell away from it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why waste your energy? It's just no point. The amount of times I just delete comments on my Facebook business page, whatever, because people, I don't know whether it's jealousy, whether it's just people being negative and wanting to bring other people down with them. I don't know what it is, but, you know.
What sort of thing do they say? What sort of thing do they comment?
Oh, we're not going to even go there. I don't even try and remember them, mate. I just look at it and delete.
It's sad, isn't it? It's really sad.
Because I don't waste my time on it. I look at it and delete it. It's negativity that people don't need in their lives. I don't need it in my life, so I don't let it come into my life.
Exactly.
That's not to say that I don't have days where I feel negative, because I do. Like all of us, we have down days, bad days, and good days.
It's what you do about it.
It's how you act upon it, recognizing the situation, recognizing the way you feel, and then doing something about it. And that's what it's all about.
That's a key word there, how you act on it.
Exactly.
Because we all get angry.
Nothing will change without action.
Yeah, exactly. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So, we all get angry. We all get stressed out. You know, I get angry a lot. I'm doing a course at the moment on taming your temper. But it's about what action you take when you're feeling those negative emotions. Do you post on social media to cause a lot of drama? Do you make other people feel worse? Or do you nip it in the bud? Shift your focus. Do something that makes you happy. Go and play with your kids. Go for a walk. Listen to some music. Do a workout. Shift your focus from one that's negativity and
Listen to a podcast.
By us, yeah.
Listen to music. Listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
Whatever
Read a book. What do you do with that? What do you do with that negative energy? Do you, you know, nip it in the bud and try and change it into something that's going to actually serve you? Or do you let it consume you and repeatedly focus on it until it does consume you? And then you become one of these people that just post on social media all the time, negative stuff that makes you look like a bit of a prick.
Yeah, that's it. And people don't want to engage in conversation after a while because you're just negative.
Yeah.
Brings them down, makes them unhappy.
Yeah.
And people don't like feeling unhappy. So why would they keep following you, reading your posts, whatever?
Exactly. Man, the amount of people that I've unfollowed on Facebook during this pandemic, if someone posts something that I just think you're an idiot, I just unfollow them. Whether they're an idiot or not is my opinion, but if their behavior, their posts make me think negatively, they can get the hell off my feed. And you've got to do the same. Yeah. And the amount of people that I've seen who I've kind of watched through the pandemic to kind of see how their posts and stuff are changing, I'm like, yeah, less and less people are giving you the time of day, which is bloody brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, because people don't want to feel negative. People don't want to feel down. They want to feel happy. And if you're the kind of person who just rants and raves all the time and brings people down without giving them something to make them feel happy, then people will, they'll just ignore you. They'll move away from you. You'll be that toxic person in their life that they get rid of.
Yeah, like I said at the start, happiness, or the pursuit of happiness, is personal growth and you helping other people grow. That is what's going to make you happy, because you getting better, we all know how good it feels. You know, you're in the gym, you hit a new PR, you feel brilliant. Like, you see people post it all the time on Facebook. I just got a new 5K run time, blah, blah, blah. They love it.
Yep.
But what's going to make...
I've taken up cycling since lockdown. Didn't think I'd ever cycle again after knee surgery, but I've managed to start. And, you know, I do same route sometimes. So I've got several routes that I like to do. And using the old Strava app, it'll tell me if I've improved on my time. You know, Strava. It'll tell me if, Strava.
Strava wanker.
It will tell me if I've, got a better miles per hour average, and it'll tell me when I've done a particular time trial area on the route that I do, then I've beaten my best time. I've got a personal best or whatever. It'll tell me when I've done more miles than normal. So that's the longest journey you've done on Strava. Yeah, lovely. Makes me feel good. I feel good. You know, I feel good in myself. I feel like I've achieved something.
Do you read it in that voice? Do you read it in that voice? You do. You best on Strava.
That's it.
Yeah. So great. We all know how good it feels when you hit a new personal best. Then, if you want to make that feeling even bigger, that's when you contribute and you help others do the same. So if you're someone,
what I really liked, and I'm going to give a bit of a shout out to a few friends, not going to name names, but some of my friends that I follow on Strava and they follow me are serious cyclists. You know, I'm not going to be able to go out on a ride with them because I'll be 4 miles behind after 4 miles. You know, they've got a must, but you know, they've been cycling for years and they love it. And they've come to me quite often as clients for treatment, massage, whatever. So I'm not going to be going out with them cycling. But you know what? When I share my post that I've got a personal best on Strava, which is way off anything there, you know, their level, they still give me, as they call it on Strava, kudos. They give me a thumbs up. Well done, kudos, mate. You know, they sometimes comment and say, nice one, mate, you know, because they're not, they don't turn around and go, well, that's shit, because I did it much faster than you last week. They're not saying things like that. They're going, well, you need to keep up, mate. Don't bother coming out with us yet. No, they're saying, well done, mate. You're putting in the effort. You're doing well. You're improving.
Yeah.
You know, they're not putting me down. They're putting me up. They're bringing me up. So when I get that little thumbs up from guys who would absolutely annihilate me on the road on a bike,
you feel even better.
They're actually giving me a thumbs up, though, saying, well done, mate. You're getting out there. You're improving.
Yeah, and they're contributing to your growth. They're helping you. Absolutely. And that's what everyone should be doing.
That's what we need to do. It's not just about building yourself up. It's building up those around you, encouraging those. We should all be, at heart, we should all be coaches and mentors to people around us.
We covered this the other week, didn't we? Mode.
Well, we did actually, yes. We should be in coaching mode all the time with people around us.
Yeah.
To help people, not argue, not to put people down, but to build people up.
Yeah.
And the world would be so much a better place if we all lived like that.
Imagine if before you said something or posted something anywhere to someone's face or on social media, imagine if you asked yourself this one question. Is what I'm about to say or do going to negatively impact someone else's life?
Is it going to positively impact someone's life?
Yeah, and if the answer to it negatively impacting someone's life is yes, it will, and we didn't then do it, imagine how brilliant the world would be.
Yeah, and that's not to take away being realistic. Put a caveat in there. Because I sometimes post that I've had a bad day. You know, it's I'll do a little bit of a live. I sometimes do daily lives. And I said, I woke up this morning and I felt down. I felt a bit depressed. I felt lethargic. I felt uncomfortable. But, you know, I'm going to hold myself accountable for that because I choose how I feel and do something about it. And then I quite often explain to people how I'm going to change the way I feel. One I did a couple of weeks ago is I didn't go on the bike for about 4 or 5 days. And then I started feeling a bit depressed because I hadn't done that. I hadn't gone out on the bike. I hadn't done my little bit of exercise, and I put it out online. I held myself accountable, put it on Facebook, did a little live, said I'm feeling lethargic, feeling down. So tomorrow, I'm going to go out on the bike, and I'm going to let you know how I got on. So I didn't have a choice then, because I held myself accountable to Facebook and friends out there, and I had to go on a ride the next day. Forced myself to get on the bike, had a good ride, posted afterwards, had a good ride. Felt better. Did something about it. Made a change. And that's what it's all about. We have bad days. And there's nothing wrong with sharing the fact that you're having a bad day. What you've got to do with that, though, is try and make it into something positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell people how you got out of changing, how you changed your mood, how you're going to change your mood if you haven't changed it already. And then check back in and say, oh, I feel better. I've done a bike ride, whatever it is. And I now actually feel better. I've now broken the mold of lethargy and depression and stress.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong being realistic, but let's always make sure it comes out as a positive outcome for it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's being honest, being a realist, completely different to just being a negative ninny.
Negative ninny.
Negative
ninny. Don't be a negative ninny.
Don't be a knob. Just be nice. Don't be a negative ninny. Be nice.
That's it. Why not be nice? Exactly. Make people happy.
Wicked, mate. Well, this has kind of been a bit of a spitballing episode, but I've loved it.
I don't know what happened here. We were going to talk about something completely different, weren't we? I don't know.
I've got here that we were going to talk about the process for fat loss, and we haven't even fucking talked about fat loss at all, really.
That's all right. Hopefully people have found it interesting that it's all about the pursuit of happiness. And, you know, as we mentioned earlier, you know, there's no point starting a healthy lifestyle change if you're not mentally prepared to do it. If you haven't got your own house in order first, if you haven't got your mental health in order first, get that sorted first. Yeah. And then your weight loss journey, fitness journey, whatever it is, will be so much easier. It's something then you can focus on it without distraction.
Just be nice.
And if you surround yourself with negative people, you'll feel negative. So you'll never get anywhere.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with positive people who build you up, and you'll feel good for it. You'll help build other people up. They'll help build you up. And it's just building, building, building. You're just going to get bigger and better all the time.
Yeah. A journey can be very, very different depending on the people that you're on it with. Like, imagine it like this. There's two cars outside your house, both going from Bournemouth to Edinburgh in Scotland. One car's got four toddlers in. One car's got four of your best mates in. Which car do you think is going to be a better journey? The one where the toddlers, they all need to go for a piss at a different time. They all like different food. They all want to watch, listen to different things on the radio. Or when you're in a car with three people that you've known for years, support you, same taste in music, same taste in fast food. Which journey do you think is going to be better? Who do you think is going to get to the actual end goal? And who do you think is going to turn around? That's what you need to think
about. It's not just about the journey. It's how you're going to feel once you get there.
Yeah. You know? Even when you get there, do you want to be there with three toddlers? Fuck that.
Yeah, you know, you just imagine how frazzled you're going to feel after that journey.
Yes.
With three screaming toddlers and having to stop and cater to their needs all the time. Whereas, you know, like you say, with the surrounding yourself with people like-minded, support you, encourage you, you're going to feel refreshed, you're going to feel energized, you're going to feel better when you get to the other end, ready to perform whatever you need to do.
Yeah. I've enjoyed today's episode, Matt.
What did we talk about?
maybe we should do an episode like this occasionally where we talk about current affairs.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. The trouble is, by the time it comes out on the podcast, it's not current.
Yeah.
But then again, is anything by the time we've talked about it, it's all changed.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Plus, I don't really watch the news, so it'd be good for you to give me an update. That's what I do with my mum, though. Yeah. If I don't watch the news, I just say to mum, oh, how's COVID-19 looking in the UK? She'll just give me a brief summary of the news from the last month, and I don't have to watch any of it.
That's all right, isn't it? Just get the highlights.
Exactly, mate. She's just filtered it all out for me and told me exactly what the crack is in the space of, you know, the two-minute voice note.
That's the way to do it. Just take the highlights, take what you need, walk away.
Exactly, mate. Because the news is always the same. Yeah, they play it 24 times in a day, and it's the same in the evening as it was in the morning.
Yeah, quite often, yeah.
And people watch it all day. Screw that, mate.
Yes. Yeah, anything. Yeah, you should really, yeah, like we talked about this with social media, limit the amount of time you're on it. Limit the amount of time
you're
listening to the negativity of the news, things like that. You know, I do watch the news every morning. Have a cup of coffee, watch the news headlines, and then I go about my day. It doesn't make me feel bad, doesn't make me feel negative, doesn't make me feel anything about it, really. It just informs me of what I take what I need. And and if they're, you know, telling me that I've got to wear a mask in the future, then I might think, oh,
need to order a mask.
I need to order a packet of masks, disposable masks for my clients, things like that. So I did. While it was still cheap enough before they start putting the prices up.
But imagine though, if you're watching the news and your automatic thought is, well, my opinion's going on Facebook.
Yeah.
Imagine how boring your life must be if that's what you're doing.
Or you decide that because you're being told that as from the 24th of July, you have to wear a mask. Well, I'm not going to leave my house if I have to wear a mask.
Good. Stay there.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I'll be flipping you off.
Don't want to bump into you in the street anyway.
Yeah, I'll be flipping you off as I drive past your house with a boot full of fresh food from Tesco, you mother trucker. Right, let's go, Matt, because we'll be here all day, mate, talking about this.
I know. It's been great chatting with you again, Lewis. It's always good. We're always made to feel good. Always a great start to the day when I have these conversations with you. I know sometimes people miss out on our conversations because we have them offline, off-recorded, and we have a bit of a vent and get things off our chest. And maybe we should broadcast them more often. If you like our broadcast, if you like our ranting and ravings and our, what I was going to use that, a lack of negativity, then please just leave a comment. Let us know that you love the episode. Let us know you enjoyed it and share it with your friends. And we'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Matt? Pleasure as always. If you're listening and you want to join our community on Facebook, in the show notes there's a link to our Time for Health community. All you've got to do is hit the link. It'll take you straight to the group. You can request to join and we will let you in. So, yeah, there's also all the information that you need in there to contact myself or Matt if you want help with your weight loss, with your health, mentally or physically. Drop us an email or a message or whatever and we can have a chat and see if we can help you out with anything.
Advice is free.
Yeah. Also, Matt, enjoy the rest of your week, mate. Been a pleasure.
Yeah, you too, Lewis. Have a good week and enjoy the sunshine.
I will, mate. See you later, dude.
Take care now. Bye.
Bye.